Welcome to Pierce Podcast. I'm Mike.
And this is Orlando. And we're here for another Monday Money Minisode.
Yeah, our Monday Minis. I think we recently started calling them the Money Minis.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too weird. So this is our YouTube exclusive episodes. Every Monday we drop about 10, 15 minutes, sometimes a little longer, video that's kind of zeroed in on one topic. And if you are on YouTube watching this, make sure to also check out our Wednesday episodes, which are more longer form content. We do a podcast that releases every Wednesday anywhere you can listen to podcasts, and it's also up on YouTube. But I think, you know, maybe we should just post this one on the
drop it as a podcast.
Yeah, let's drop it on the podcast, because like we've mentioned like quite a bit, you know, whenever we do our podcast, like, hey, come on over to YouTube. There's probably a lot of people who listen on the podcast side who haven't gone over to YouTube yet. So this is just a good way for you to kind of get maybe a little taste of some of the things that we drop every Monday. It's like you get like another little mini episode. So if you're craving more Pierre Hustle podcast, we'll drop it. We'll drop it as like a little teaser here, a little appetizer in the podcast feed. But make sure to come on over to YouTube, subscribe, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. That way, as we drop this kind of content, you can find it. I mean, we got some cool ones planned coming up. I think we're going to do like some TikTok reactions to some reselling
stuff.
We'll
see how that one goes.
Yeah, so we'll see. But so come on over, subscribe. Today, what are we talking about?
I get this question a lot. Hey, Mike and Orlando, what are your thoughts on promoted ads or promoted listings? Like, where should I post them? You know, what listings, how high and all that. So I thought we should address that in this Monday minisode. And we get a lot of people from the podcast, so what a perfect time to drop on the podcast. And so we're going to talk today about our thoughts on promoted listings.
Yeah. So having promoted listings is one of those things where it's one of those costs of doing business. Nobody really loves the fact that you've got to give up a percentage, 2, 4, 8, whatever percentage you're running your ads at, to another company. But it's one of those things where I think we're at a place where you kind of have no choice. If you're on eBay, and a lot of times we're talking specifically eBay here. If you're on eBay and you're trying to be competitive, there's a lot of ways you can be competitive. You can be competitive in your pictures. You can be competitive in your descriptions. You can be competitive in your pricing. But if all things are equal, and a lot of times that's kind of the case, we're equal enough that like a customer is not necessarily going to care whether or not like your picture is a little bit better than somebody else's picture. You know, what's that factor? What's the final thing that's going to play a role there? And a lot of times it's going to be whether or not you've promoted your items. Now, there are going to be exceptions. I'd say the number one exception to necessarily needing to promote your items is going to be if you're like in a really unique niche where it's your one-offs are so rare that you know there's collectors after them. Like if you're like, I've got a certain type of guitar that's like made by this special, you know, guitar maker, and it was played on stage by, you know, Van Halen or whatever it is, you probably don't need to promote that because you know that there's like, there's certain people going after those things. Correct. And that's the niche you're in. So yeah, if you're in like a really, really unique where there's no competition for like that item, it's probably no point in doing the promoted listing. But if you're in a saturated market, and I would say the more saturated the market, the more likely you're going to have to run those. It's kind of a non-negotiable at this point, because like I said, if all things are equal, eBay's going to push up the one that's going to have, it's going to help them make a little bit more money. So if they're going to make an extra 3% off you compared to your competitor, they're going to be pushing yours up in the search engine a little bit higher. So the customers are going to see yours more often. So I know you might feel like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to promote my items. But again, unless you're in that one unique situation, you kind of don't have a choice. It's a cost of doing business. And, you know, think of, you're not necessarily paying all the overhead you would in a brick and mortar. So it's kind of necessary.
And again, I want to encourage you guys that, you know, it's just part of doing business, right? And, you know, you brought the example of you're in a super, you know, niche field and there's already those buyers there. I just had that happen. If you caught our recent podcast, Hustle of the Week, where I discussed, it's coming up actually. I think it's coming up. There's going to be an item on there that I sold for good money. And I can't talk about it because I don't want to take away from the Hustle of the Week. So you have to tune in this Wednesday. But I didn't have to promote it. I didn't have to do anything. There are already people that had saved searches. And within hours of me listing it, it's sold, right? So that was different. But if it's, let's say, you know, a Harley Davidson t-shirt, like that's a pretty saturated field. And even if it's 3D emblem, which is like the grill of Harley Davidson shirts, you're probably going to have to promote that one. So let's talk about what we mean by promotions. So we're looking specifically at eBay, but Amazon kind of has the same model. So there's three models now on eBay. There was only one, then it went to two, and now went to three. And the background behind all that, I honestly believe, is because eBay is just making more money on the ads. It's just the way it is, okay? Their latest earnings report, they made more money on promoted ads than they made on actually items selling on eBay. And guess what? That means it's not going to go away, right? It's going to be part of the business that we do on eBay. And like you said, it's just the way it is. Like, if you want to sell on eBay, you want to get the most eyes on your item, you want to sell globally, eBay is the best platform as of right now to do that. So eBay has three. eBay has eBay Promoted Listings Standard, eBay Promoted Listings Advanced, and eBay Promoted Listings Express. So let me just break these down real quick for you. So Promoted Listings Standard is real simple. You pay after your item sells, right? And so you choose a certain rate, and what eBay will do is they will promote that item on the first page if yours is the higher rate than everybody else's, and it'll be one of the first listings, and it'll actually say promoted. Now, if there's a lot of people that are doing promoted listings, well, it depends on where your rate is. If there's people, you know, in a certain field which does exist, that there's, you know, pretty much the norm is 20%, and you're promoting at 5%, your item probably isn't going to end up very high on the search there. Okay, so, but that's very competitive field. But that's the standard one. That's the one that Mike and I do. That's most eBay sellers do that. And you don't pay anything until the item sells. So it's not as risky, right? Because you're just waiting for the item to sell.
And it could sell not on the ad either. Like, correct. It could sell on just a regular person found it and it wasn't a promote. They weren't being promoted at the time. So, you know, sometimes like, oh, this one had a promoted listing fee, this one didn't. So it's not even a guarantee that you're going to have to pay that 3%, 4%, 6%, whatever you're promoting it at.
Correct. And so eBay does say, though, that promoted listings brings greater visibility. Here they say, on average, sellers see 25% more clicks on their listings when using standard campaigns compared to non-promoted items. Right? And if eBay's saying that, probably something you should take a look at. Now, the next one, this is when you get a little bit riskier. But it all depends on what you're selling. If you're selling iPhone cases and you're selling huge volume, this is probably something you want to do, right? If you're selling something that is, you know, thousands that you're selling every day, or hundreds every day, or even hundreds a month, but you know they're going to sell and it's highly competitive, this is probably something you need to do. And this is called the Promoted Listings Advanced, and it's a pay-per-click model. That means that you are saying, eBay, I will pay you based on how many clicks, how many times people click on my item. But the catch is, even if it doesn't sell, right? And that's where the risk is. Now, eBay does say, based on a cost per click model, you determine how much you're willing to spend on your campaigns and are only charged when a buyer clicks on your ad. But it doesn't say if it sells or not. On average, sellers who use advanced campaigns see 50% more sales compared to non-promoted items. And I wouldn't encourage individuals that are selling, let's say, duck decoys like me to use this one, because I can have all kinds of people clicking on my duck decoys. But since it's a, you know, it's a field that isn't, you know, a hot seller, you know, the sell-through rate isn't the greatest, I could be just paying every month on clicks and never getting a sale. And you could run yourself out of business doing pay-per-clicks.
I just think of like how many items, like doing where we do the end listing and sell similar, how many items it's like, okay, I've ended this listing. It's been up for a year. I'm ending it. I'm going to relist it. So it's fresh. Wow, this has had 387 views. Not a lot. I've had a lot of listings that weigh more, but man, this many people have clicked on it and haven't bought. So again, maybe there's something wrong with the listing. But imagine if you were paying for all, you paid for all 387 clicks, whatever it is you paid, like even if it was like a penny, you know, it's like that stuff starts to add up.
Yeah.
If it's not selling. So you can definitely deal with that. If you got a fast sell through rate and it's like almost guaranteed, if I get enough eyes on it, this thing is going to sell. But that's not guaranteed with a lot of things. So you really got to know the market you're selling in.
So for example, when I sell on Amazon, I do pay per click. Especially during Q4, because I'm selling hot items. I know the item's going to sell. I know there's going to be a lot of competition. But the items are selling so fast that I'm not paying a lot for clicks, because it's only going to take so many clicks for the item to sell, right? So you really got to weigh both options. Now, this next one's an interesting. This is a new one that eBay introduced. This is Promoted Listings Express. Let me read this for you guys. Getting more bids for your auction listing doesn't need to be hard. So this is only auctions. Promoted Listings Express is the easy way to reach more buyers with just a few clicks. In fact, auction listings got an average 48% more views with Promoted Listings Express than if not promoted. With Promoted Listings Express, your promoted auction can appear on similar listings pages, so it gets it seen by more buyers looking for items like yours. So it's kind of like, let's say you're looking at baseball cards, right? If you have a Promoted Listings Express auction going on, and it, let's say you're looking at, you know, Tops, whatever. Well, it's going to be one of the cards on the bottom. Okay, that's what it's talking about. Soon you'll be on your way to more views and potentially more bids. So you get more buyers on your listing and you increase your chance of selling, but it's just a flat rate. Mm. So I've used this, and the only times I use this on auctions is if there's a lot of action on my listing, not meaning views do not matter. But if I get a lot of watchers or I start getting people bidding on it, I'm like, hey, you know what? More people probably need to see this that aren't seeing this. And so I'll pay. So I just paid $4.99 on this highly sought out vintage item that I have, which I think is going to do really well. And I want to expose it more. And so the $4.99, I just look at it as part of my selling fees. And if it gets me more clicks, and which will raise the bidding up, then it's worth it to me. And so I don't think it's bad. The only catch is if your item doesn't sell, you're still paying that money, right? So if, let's say, hey, I'm going to keep using Duck Decoys, you list 20 items and you put them all on auction. You're like, oh, all these are going to do well. And you pay the $4.99 or whatever the cost is when it gets promoted to you. I think it depends on how many days are left. Mm. The more days that are left, the more expensive it is, because they're promoting it more.
Yeah, makes sense.
So if you do the $4.99 on each of those Duck Decoys, you have 20 of them and none of them sell, it means you're out $100.
Yeah.
Right? So so you got to be
wise.
You got to be really careful with that. All right, hey, before we move on to the podcast, we want to talk about being wise and being wise about what you pick up.
Yeah.
And if you haven't caught lately, this happened, you know, in the last couple of weeks, the whole Bubblegate controversy. I don't know if you guys know, but what you guys should do is you should go on over to FJ Treasures on YouTube. It's this awesome video what this guy did. I know you've been super busy with stuff, but what this guy did is he ordered bubble wrap from different companies. So he ordered from Supply Hut. He should I mention that? It's on the video anyways. He ordered from another company off of eBay, and he ordered from American Bubble Boy. And what he did is he actually rolled out the bubble wrap. And he had like this counting, like measuring thing. I don't know what they're called, but he picked it up and he has this huge farm and he actually rolled out and he measured every single one of them. Mm, right.
Nice.
And American Bubble Boy, right? It was off by like a few inches, but nothing serious. Right. But the competitors, one of them was selling 700 feet and they only had, I think, like 410 feet in that roll.
Huh.
You imagine that? You imagine pain, and that's what you're getting. And how many people did that happen to, right? Yeah. Okay. So American Bubble Boy, we've been them, no, we're not them, but we've been with them since day one. Mm-hmm. The owner is Joel, awesome guy. We actually reached out to him, I DM'd him and said, hey, you ever thought about, you know, partnering up some resellers? Because we love bubble wrap. And we really, you know, if we believe in this item, we want to push it out to our audience because we really think they would benefit from this. And sure enough, Joel and Mike and I have had a great relationship for, I think it's going on 4 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And their items have always been quality. And, you know, there's always hit or misses when you're running a big company. Sometimes shipments don't get there on time. Sometimes there might be one or two bad batches of stuff. But overall, it's always been a great product. It's always been awesome. It is 2-day shipping that is free. Next day shipping that is free if you're in the local area that they ship to. You also have local pickup. They also sell coffee. They also sell Instapacks and so on. And now what they're selling is, do you have your rolls?
Yeah.
They are now selling tape.
Yeah.
And it's a great deal. I believe it is $34.99 and you get 24 rolls of 60 yards each on each roll. And, you know, it is highly competitive. I do think it is the best deal out there. It is definitely a better deal than eBay. And yeah, by the way, it is a product that, you know, Mike and I will say, hey, Joel will stand behind the product that he sells, right? He stood behind American Bowl Boy. He was proven right in that video. And it's actually, there's a follow-up to that. Oh no, I was thinking I had like some vintage item on the side that broke. If you didn't hear that, it's something just like something crashed on the side here. But what ended up happening is that video, you know, showed even more about why you should buy American Bowl Boy. And he did a follow-up video. And you know what's crazy in the follow-up video? What certain companies did is they ended up doing is they changed the number of how much footage of bubble wrap they're selling, but they kept the same price.
There you go.
So it's wild. Anyways, what we're trying to say is, hey, American Bubble Boy, it's a great company. And by the way, now we have a promotion with American Bubble Boy. If you put in our code VR link below, Pure Hustle, you will get 5% off this tape. And you're like, oh, 5%? Hey, it's still a savings. The price is already low. Helps out the podcast, helps you out. And so definitely check them out. These tapes, the tape goes on sale tomorrow, June 6th, on a Tuesday. Okay. So get them before they sell out. I do believe they're going to sell out.
Get it while you can. I'm sure they'll be in stock again, but yeah, with such a good price, get it now, because you're going to need tape, right? It's one of those things we talked about, like our summer slowdown video, you know, use time when it's slow to kind of get ready for Q4. Tape is one of those things you will need as a reseller. Like, you're not going to be like, unless you've bought so much tape that you're never going to buy more, you're still going to need to buy tape. So might as well get it from American Bubble Boy. Get 5% off an already really good deal. Use our link below. Use our code Pure Hustle.
Yeah, and if you want to follow up on what we were talking about, go over to FJ Treasures. Hit that subscribe and let them know Pure's a podcast sent you.
Yeah.
All right. So where do you promote your items? Like, now that we've said that we do just standard, yeah, pretty much, what's your rate?
Yeah, so I've kind of changed my rate as time has gone. I started at about 2%, was kind of like my go-to. Everything was at 2%. Then I realized there was a lot of things that, for whatever reason, were promoted at whatever was suggested. Yeah, like selling at like 7.3%, 8%, 10%. I'm like, holy cow, that was very expensive. So I went through and readjusted, especially as I did the in listings and then sell similar. And I've kind of come down with between 3-4%. I think 4% kind of is like a good number. Some items, it's like I'll do 3 just because I think like, hey, this is a little bit hotter. I don't quite know if I need it. Some I'll still do 2 or I won't. But I think 4 is probably like a good number to be at. And again, it's like, okay, that's an expense. But if it gets you, like if it costs you 4% of your total sales, but you get 20% more sales throughout the year.
Yeah, totally.
It's a win, yeah, but you don't even have to do the math. It's a huge win. So I think 4% is pretty good. You don't have to go crazy. Again, if you're in a very highly competitive market, you might have to go higher. If you're in like a market where you're really, really collectible and there's just nobody else that has stuff like you, you might not have to promote it at all, or it might be worth doing a different type of promoted. Like if you're in like a market where it's, hey, I've got a really unique thing, there's no competitors, I just don't know how to get eyes on my listing. Maybe that's when you do the pay-per-click, right? Because you're like, I've got this really unique thing, I just need to get a few people looking at it and I know they're going to want it. So, but if you've just got the average thing, I think 4% is a good number.
Yeah. That's what I do is 4%. Now it all depends. You know, I don't want to repeat what you said, but again, you have to take a look at what people are selling. Like if there's thousands of listings of a certain item, and the suggested is a certain rate, you may have to do the suggested. You may have to do above the suggested. So make sure that, you know, you're staying profitable. That's the key thing. There was one time 2 years ago when the whole promoted listing started, and I think I put everything like at 10% or something. It was some crazy number. And I was like, wow, I'm making all these sales. But this was at a time before eBay wouldn't take out all the money out of each transaction, you would get a bill at the end of the month or something. And I was like, whoa, I'm not making a lot of money. And the reason I wasn't making a lot of money was because I had too many items on higher promoted listings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was still making money because my costs were low. So that's the thing. You got to make sure if you're going to do higher promoted listings, make sure your costs are low, because then it all works out, right? But if you are selling stuff, you know, you're retail arbitrage and you're paying a lot for your items and you're doing high promoted listings, and your stuff isn't selling right away, like you're going to be in trouble. So you got to make sure that you're staying profitable from beginning to end. again, like we said in the beginning, promoted listings is something I do believe is a non-negotiable depending on the field that you're in, but will bring more sales. And it's just the cost of doing business with eBay, with Amazon, with all the major platforms. Right. And so hopefully you found this helpful. Hopefully this answered many of the questions. We get these questions all the time about promoted listings. What are your thoughts? And now you can move forward and decide whether you want to promote or not, and when you want to promote and for how much. And with that being said, make sure to be real,
be relevant,
and be reselling leads.
Peace.